we should talk about the course and.
Yeah, just took the course and guided. So it's what day? Sunday the 30th?
Sunday the, is it Sunday?
29th.
That's a good question, actually, I'm not sure.
We've just done the Pedna 10, which Steph guided me in last year. It starts at 10 o'clock got the Met Line from Liverpool Street all the way for an hour and a quarter. So I'll let you talk about a bit about guiding and you, and if that's all right.
Yeah, fine. Okay, so my name's Ben Herford. I was here to guide for the first time today, so it was a good experience on the Pendar 10. So I've never done the course before. It starts in on Pendar Road, just outside Chesham, in a very nice scenic tennis club set in its own grounds, with some nice little houses and trees surrounding the area. So the course itself was quite undulating, so it's got two climbs. So the conditions today, very still, quite cold first thing, although the sun was out. There was quite a heavy frost overnight, so the roads were quite slippery in places where the sun hadn't got through. But so the course itself started off for the first 3 miles, nice country lanes, a few properties, a couple of farms, very, very flat. And then the first big climb came at just after about 2.5 miles. So that's about 200 feet of climbing straight up to the first feed station at 3 miles. After that, it was a nice, nice run through a very old period property. And then back towards the finish line where we turn for the second lap. So obviously repeated that again, and then had the second climb, which was very good. We managed to hold a nice steady pace up the second climb, although the road conditions didn't really make it that easy because it was quite slippery underfoot. And then obviously we had the nice joy of made the climb, nice flat road. Back towards the finish, so it was a great experience. There's about 300 people doing the race itself. The winner got round, we believe, in about 56 minutes. He had about a minute lead on the second place runner, who we spoke to at the end. So he was a bit disappointed, I think, with coming second, but I think he was happy with his overall event. And then there was two other runners that are probably about a minute back. So very, very impressive, time given the conditions and the course. So it's a great event, and I'm definitely back to do it again.
A little bit about you. So you've done London, didn't you?
Oh, yes, a bit about myself. So I've done a couple of London marathons. So I've done it for the first time, my first ever marathon in 2012. That took me 3 hours 46. And then I've done it for the second time this year in April, and I got round in this year in 3 hours 38. I was aiming for a little bit quicker. I was with the 3:15 pace man up to mile 19, and then he got a little bit too far away, and then I hit the dreaded wall at about mile 20, and the last 6 miles were torture. So I was glad to finish, and although I was obviously a little bit disappointed with my time, I was still really chuffed to actually get round. So that was in April. And then in September this year, I done my second Iron Distance Triathlon. So that was in Henley. So that is, we had the nice, we got to swim in the Rome Regatta from a place just outside Henley at Henley Business School. So you swim up to the Henley Bridge and then back again, and then you get to ride the Chiltern Hills, and then you get a very nice marathon loop, 4 loops around Henley itself. So that was a great experience. So I come from Tring, so I'm quite new to running really. So I've only really been running for the last sort of four and a half years. Come from a sort of cycling background, so getting into triathlons more recently. And I've got a half Ironman entered for ready for 2013, and I'm going to do 2014. So in June, and then I'm going to do the Arctic One duathlon in June this year as well. So that should be a good bit of fun as well. So that'd be about a week before Wimbledon. So a little bit about myself. So great experience today, and thanks a lot.
Thank you. Your daughter did the first race last year, didn't
she? Oh, yeah. So my little daughter, she done her first 1K run in Watford in, I think it was June time. So she's... Time remaining.
Seven. Yeah, she enjoyed it, didn't she?
She did enjoy it, and she's already looking forward to doing a second one next year. So.